He holds your future in his hand. I am glad to announce to you, your future is not in the hands of the devil. And your future is not in the hands of the economy. In times like this, it is important to know that there was once a time like this. And there was famine in the land. In times like this, it's important to note that there was once a time like this. And there had been times like this. And there was famine in the land. And Isaac sold in that land and reaped a thousandfold. And the Philistines envied him. And there was famine in the land. And Abraham traveled to go down to the Philistines to Egypt. And in the midst of that famine, Abraham exploded. And there was famine in the whole of the land of Egypt. But in the land of Goshen, the people were not aware. It is important to know, this is the kind of time to prove that you are serving a living God. This is the kind of time to prove that the covenant works. In your hand, you hold my future. You hold my future. In your hand. Look at your neighbor, say, times like this have been before. People survived it. You will survive it. You will survive it. Whatever be the cause, you will survive it. You will thrive in it. Look at someone and say, you will not only survive, but you will thrive. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let's see how fast we can go tonight. Very, very sharply. Speaking very quickly on the subject, factors that enhance productive giving. That enhance productive giving. That is giving that produce results. Speaking on understanding, I mean, objective is understanding what it takes to experience productivity and results in giving. What is it that will make me to give, and the giving is not a waste? Two things I'm going to say. Number one, the Bible makes it clear that giving is designed to produce harvest. Giving is designed to produce harvest. Genesis 8:22. As while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. If there is a seed time, it is designed to produce harvest time. Zechariah chapter 8 and in verse 12. He said, the seed shall be prosper The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. So you start with the seed, you end with the increase, as far as scripture is concerned. Begin with the seed, conclude with the increase. Psalm 126 and in verse 5. Don't close that bracket in a hurry. They're still going. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So there is a reaping after sowing. That was Psalm 126 and in verse 5. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Give, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you. Give, and it shall be given to you. Acts chapter 20 verse. Alright, before I go to Acts chapter 20 verse 35, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed that in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity. For God loveth the cheerful giver. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap also bountifully. You keep on going and you look at Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 15 and then verse 19. 4, 15 and then 19. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. But ye only, giving and receiving. So, it is not only giving and giving, it is giving and receiving. And when we key into the frequency of giving and receiving, verse 19 happens. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, giving is designed to produce harvest. Ecclesiastes 11 and in verse 6. Ecclesiastes 11 and in verse 6. He said, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening don't hold back your seed. So it is clear that giving is designed to produce harvest. Number two key thing. The destiny of the saint is tied not to receiving, not to what is received, but to what is released. The destiny of the saint is tied not to what is received, but to what is released. Acts 20, 35. He said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. What you receive can make you happy, but what you release is what make you blessed. The blessing is in the release. You don't know the joy of living until you know the joy of giving. Somebody say a loud amen. And it is very clear that if the devil cannot hinder your releases, he cannot hinder your receivings under any circumstance. Under any circumstance. If the devil cannot hinder your releases, he can't hinder your receivings under any circumstance. There was famine in the land, yet Isaac released, and with the release came the receivings. Under any circumstance, if the devil cannot discourage your sowing, he will not disconnect your reaping. As a matter of fact, the best time to sow is when there is scarcity. Without me, as the widow of Zarephath, when everybody was looking for what to eat, Elijah placed a demand. If you doubt me, ask Isaac. And there was famine in the land. And in that season of famine, that was when he decided to sow, to plant. Peter caught nothing. That is not the time to give your sheep to anybody. But that was the time he released his sheep. And then there was reapings. In this season, God is going to distinguish you. A time is going to come where God, people will begin to ask you, what are you using? Because it will appear as if you are not in the same land. When we shout and we scream about the situation of the land, it is not ourselves that we have in mind. Donkey years is not in the worst of economy. This place was built. Dollar multiplied many times, and the roof was bought in dollars, including the glass. We look for raw dollars to buy millions of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The covenant is a cover. It's a covering. Jesus told the people, women at the foot of the cross, say, don't weep for me. Weep for yourself. Weep for your children. When we talk at that time, many times in this environment, people don't understand what we say. Some blinded either by witchcraft, or blinded by prejudice, or tribalistic sentiments, all manner of sentiments. They don't understand that what spiritual people see standing, if you climb 60-story buildings, you can't see it. In 2015, I told them, we said, what was coming was worse than whatever was there. That if what was then was not good, what they were clamoring for was not an alternative. We said that. Papa Yereko said that. Then came 8 of the worst season of this country since creation. 8 years of the worst. As for the current status, no comment yet. Hey! To work is to see. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The challenge, however, is it is possible to give and not see the outcome of giving. That is why we are treating this subject. giving factor that enhances productive giving. That is, that will guarantee the viability of the seed and the certainty of the harvest. Maybe that's the way to put it. It will guarantee the that the seed does not die and the harvest is not aborted. Guarantee the viability of the seed and the certainty of the harvest. What are those factors? Factors that enhance productivity and resourcefulness of our giving. Number one, revelational light. Revelational light. The light of the Word of God is critical for resourcefulness and productivity of seed. The light of the Word of God. That is, don't just give. Give by revelation. Don't just sow. Sow with light. Sow with understanding. Don't just do things because everybody is doing it. Do it with understanding. Know what you are doing. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 28. He said, blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. That is, if you must sow, ensure that there is water. Sow in the vicinity of the water. What is the water? The word. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Blessed are you that sow around the word. Let the word of God facilitate your giving. Let it not just be sentimental or emotional. Understand what you are doing. Many years ago, I understood that God is not looking for what to take from me. That he is looking forward to what to give to me. That he is looking for opportunity to enhance my life. I got to know that when he took the bone from the Eve, the rib from the Adam, it was not because he was looking for bone to play with. He took that rib and returned a whole human being. One tiny bone from the chest here. One tiny bone. Slender like this, curved. He took one tiny bone and returned back 204 bones. Including big bones of the thigh. Plus muscles. Plus tendons, ligament, flesh. Arteries, veins, nerves, arterioles, capillaries, venules. Nerves. Plus internal organs. The lungs and the diaphragm and the liver and the kidneys and the ureters and the ovaries and the fallopian tubes and colossian tubes and efficient tubes and and the ureters and the urethra and the cervix and he returned all back. He took only one rib. Out of our God and Adam, who needed what was released? The bone that God took, what did he use it to do? To meet his need. I got to know that long ago. That God was not trying to cheat me. That God can survive without me. But I cannot survive without him. He survived for millenniums. Before I was born. In fact, he survived in the deathless past. So you give with understanding, with revelation. That it's not as if this, my maker is about to take things from me. It makes life so easy. It makes releases so easy. That is revelational light.
Two things you must understand. First, it is a blessing to sow beside the waters. We just established that. Isaiah 32 verse 28, and the water is the word, Ephesians 5, 2, 26. It is a blessing to sow beside the water. Second thing to note is that action based on revelation guarantee divine manifestation. If you do things based on the fact that you saw it in the word, action based on the revelation of the word guarantees divine manifestation. John chapter 2 and in verse 5, he asked them to fill the water pots with water. Whatever he said unto you, do. And they filled the water pots with water. And that action that was based on what they heard did something. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. Master, I have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the net. And when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Anything you do, and you are doing it because of what you saw in the word, whether it is giving or evangelism, or worship or prayer or fasting, anything you do that is based on the revelation of the word will guarantee divine manifestation. So the key number one to productive giving, variability of the seed and certainty of the harvest, is revelational light. Number two is faith in God. Faith in God is critical for harvest, is critical for results. That is, what I am giving is not going away. It's only giving me a way. My giving doesn't go away. It gives me a way. Five loaves and two fishes did not go away. It made a way for 5,000 people to be fed. There must be that faith. But I'm not wasting time or I'm not wasting resources. Listen, two things again. One, understand that your rewards and returns from God are tied to faith in God. Results and returns from God are tied to faith in God. If there is any result or any return you expect from God, like in giving and expecting God to honor your giving with your harvest, they are tied to faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. You see, faith connects you to your rewards. God is a rewarder to them who have faith, who believe. They see his rewards. That's why there are people who for years, they are giving on one side but doubting God on the other side. Doubting church, doubting everything. Secondly, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, faith is mandatory. To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, faith in God is compulsory. Psalm 43, verse 17. Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If I want to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I must believe. If I want to see the goodness of the Lord, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste it and see. Psalm 34 verse 8. If I want to taste and see that the Lord is good, I must believe. Just believe. For me, God is very good. Whenever people see me, they want to sell everything to me. As far as they are concerned, I can buy anything. There is an aeroplane here. Somebody wants to sell. Would you like to buy? Package and bought. It's only something million dollars. As far as they are concerned, anything. Oh, there is a property up there. I think the church will need it. Somebody was calling me heatedly the other day. Dr. Misenenche was saying, so he say he has been under pressure to that he has been trying to reach you. I thought there was a problem. I thought maybe somebody was sick or there's an emergency. Oh, man, I see I tried. And I picked the call. He said, we have a property somewhere. I don't know if the church will need it. Is that why you are putting it? I have fainted unless I believe to see. I read a story the other day, and I don't like to tell half stories without giving details. But I'll tell a part of it now and then return back with the detail later. I think they call her Holy Anne. Was a godly woman that was serving in the house, I think, of a clergyman, like Spurgeon or so. This woman was sick and needed to be healed. Remedies were failing, but the doctor prescribed that she should take an egg a day. And that was a very, very difficult thing to do at that time because of the scarcity or the shortage. And he said, oh God, I need an egg a day. You know what happened? A hen from nowhere came and positioned under their kitchen and laid one egg every day. When this woman got healed and didn't need an egg again, the hen was nowhere to be found. I'll get the full detail and let you know. To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, you must believe. Faith is mandatory. When, who is it? Found out that William Booth, who founded Salvation Army. He picked drug addicts from the street, picked prostitutes, picked all manner of people from the street and was feeding them free of charge. At times, the budget would be 100,000 pounds of almost 200 years ago. 100,000 pounds. He will trust God and the money will arrive. One day, all the orphans and the people gathered on the dining table, waiting for food, and there was no food for that day. So he asked them, let them all sit around the dining table and just appreciate God for his provision so far, and just thank him. While they were on the dining table, they heard a knock on the door. The local baker came with a truckload of bread. He said, I'm so sorry, I don't know if you have any need for this. I think he had excess order, and he has already made the order, and this was excessive. He didn't have what to do with this. And so he came and said, I don't know if you have any need for this. They were fed that day. That man used his faith, the same faith that you can use for blind to see and deaf to hear. He used his faith to feed destitutes. When he died, about 35,000 people gathered for his funeral. You may have the picture of the funeral there, including the... including the King of England, and anybody that was anybody was there. That was not the funeral of Queen Elizabeth or anything. That was a man who used his faith to draw on supernatural supplies on a continuous basis. He that cometh to God must believe. And so, faith in God is mandatory. While I wish everybody in this church is hearing this message. Every time you are releasing anything in the direction of God, don't throw it away through lack of belief. Let it be clear to you, to God and to the devil, that you know what you are doing and that you are not wasting your time, wasting your seed, wasting your resources. Somebody say a loud amen. Number three, what are the factors that guarantee seed viability and harvest certainty? Number three is the climate of joy and praise. The climate of joy and praise. The climate of joy and praise impact productivity and resourcefulness to our seed. Viability, certainty. For three reasons. First, joy and praise irrigate the harvest field and make seed productive. They irrigate the harvest field. The spiritual harvest field is an irrigation. The way you water a garden or water your field, that is how your joy and your praise waters your seed. That was why he said in Joel chapter 1 verse 12, 11 and 12, where he said, "Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how? O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered. No water, no irrigation. So they withered, they dried. The harvest dried, the seed dried, because joy is not there. You don't carry long face, frowning face, as if you are being deprived of something while giving to God. No, it is with the utmost excitement. Secondly, joy and praise put the earth under pressure to release its content. Your joy and your praise is putting your ground under pressure, putting your world under pressure. In Psalm 67 and in verse 3, all the way to verse 5, he said, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him." When we praise him, the earth is put under pressure, is forced to yield her increase. Finally, joy and praise are sequels of the harvest. You know how sickle, that is harvest tool, harvest equipment, they are sickles of the harvest. Psalm 126 and in verse 5, he said, "They shall reap in joy. They sow in tears, they shall reap in joy." Or they reap with joy. You use joy to reap. If you think it is harvest time, then please make it praise time. Make it joy time. To bring the harvest home. I believe it was Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3. Where he said, "The joy in harvest. The joy in harvest." Thou hast increased the people and not multiplied their joy. The joy in harvest. You can locate that. The joy in harvest. The joy in harvest. They that sow in tears shall reap with joy. If you think it is harvest time and the harvest is not forthcoming, begin to rejoice. Did you get a light just now? If you think it is harvest time and the harvest is not forthcoming, begin to rejoice. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. That is Isaiah 9:3. The joy before thee, according to the joy in harvest. So harvest is synonymous with joy. If it is not yet harvest time, you can make it harvest time through your joy. If harvest has not come in, make it harvest time. Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes with thanksgiving. He gave thanks on top of it and they multiplied. Somebody say amen. What do we do to make our seed productive? Number one, revelational light. Number two, faith in God. Number three, the climate of joy and praise. Number four, the right utterance. The right utterance is needed to make the seed productive. The right utterance. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. The way you are talking is either giving life to your seed or killing it. So let's say like this. First, the power of life and death, blessing and curses, lies with the tongue. The power of life or death, blessing or curses, lies with the tongue. The way you are talking can bless you or it can curse you. The way you are talking can raise you or ruin you. That was Proverbs 18:21. The way you are talking, the way you are talking. The other day I saw how a trailer was stopped on the road or somewhere, carrying food bags and so on, and people were distributing the bags and running with it. That's right. They say it was palliative. It was somebody's vehicle transporting food from somewhere to another. They just harassed it. At the time we are in now, all manner of utterances are going on. This country is finished. Things are hard. Under this weather, it is terrible. How are you doing? Haba, how can anybody be doing? Everybody is patching. No. Don't join the people to say the fact. Join the word to say the truth. Because the word of God is truth. And what is the truth? When men are cast down, you are saying there is a lifting up. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 by thy side. It will not come near you. Somebody say a louder amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Am I speaking to somebody here? Please, whatever happens, under no circumstance, must you talk negative. Don't talk lack. Don't talk scarcity. Don't talk shortage. He said, let the weak say. He didn't say the weak should tell lies. He said the weak should confess the word, declare the word. Somebody say a loud amen. There are many good givers, but terrible talkers. There is nothing you will do to get me talk negative under everybody around me, my wife, my children, church officers, accountants, everybody is aware. You can't get me confess what is wrong under no circumstance. Anybody who in the days of construction, I warned them that nobody should say there is no money. There's no money. Who told you there's no money? The Bible said the earth is the Lord's. And if there is money, it may not be in your hand now. There is plenty money. It may be in the wrong hands or in the wrong direction for now. There's money. It's about 20 something years now, isn't it? Where in our house you cannot say food finish. Nothing finishes there. Eh?
That word is not permitted.
Children are aware. Nothing can finish. Things may need replacement. The food needs replacement. The soap, the things may need replacement. Finish how? Do you want to finish it? It may look foolish, but it has been working. It may look stupid, but in the world of the spirit, words matter. If your word don't count, you don't count. The word matters. So today, Jesus Christ is called word, person. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Just talk until people think you are crazy. How are you doing? Better than good. Or whatever you want to say. Things are working on every side. And they are getting better and better. What? In this country? Oh, yes. I may not talk for everybody, but for myself, I can confirm that things are getting better and better. Really? And God says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. Numbers 14:28. Say it. Say it. Let me just hear you. Just say that things are working. Just say that men are cast down, but there is a lifting up for you. And as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it for you. Not according to what is happening to everybody, but as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it for you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right and say, everything is working. They have no option but to work. In our nation, God will help us in a short while. But in my life, whatever happens, things are working. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I can assure you, based on testimonies we are receiving, that there are people collecting more salary today in bigger amounts than when things were much better 10 years ago. There are people today. We have heard testimonies of commanding the day midnight prayer where people are saying, I have sold more than I have ever sold since I started business. How many years ago? Now, we received such testimonies this year. The right utterance. The second thing to know is that the tongue is the ultimate determinant of the return of harvest. The tongue is the ultimate determinant of the return of the harvest. Proverbs 18:20. He said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The talk of your mouth is determining whether you will be full or you will be hungry. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the output of his mouth. What is coming out of your mouth is either filling your tummy with fullness or emptying your tummy and giving you hunger. There are people who may never escape poverty, escape scarcity and shortage, because that language is in their mouth permanently. God will change your story. Who does monkey banana? Talking to they may be talking to other people. It's well with you. I have heard. One day, a man came. He had some challenge. And I was trying to pray with him. I prescribed some passages to him to read. And some, I think, see this area one then. So he can go and come after 3 days. He looked at the paper. He moved and threw it away. Is it only Genesis or Ephesians? Why didn't you tell me to read the whole Bible? I came for prayer. You're asking me to go and read the Bible. He was murmuring and went his way. He was the one who confessed later on, after he has eaten the raw back of coconut. He cheated Kwakwa. He returned back. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You see, I came for prayer, telling me to go and read Bible, not knowing that that Bible is what his answer lies. Somebody say aloud, amen. So there are ways people talk. And you know that they may never see good days. Pastor, you are my last hope. Okay, so if I don't help you, you are gone then. How can you look at a mortal human being and call him your last hope? A human being breathing his nose like you. Oh, my last hope, my uncle who is governor. My last hope is a senator. Senator or governor who is also looking for help. One woman told the king of Israel, help me. The king of Israel, from where? From the barn floor, from the wine press. Me too, I'm looking for her. I want somebody to say something with your mouth that you believe is true. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am serving the living God. He cannot die. He cannot fail. He cannot be frustrated. So I cannot be frustrated. I can't be cautious before my time. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise and take your seat. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. We saw that already. And Proverbs 13 and in verse 2. He said, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. But the soul of those who talk carelessly, transgressors, he shall eat violence, eat scarcity, shortage. But by the fruit of your mouth, you shall eat good. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Someone say amen at the top of your voice. Finally, if you are going to see drastic results. Number five is willingness in giving. Willingness. Giving willingly, not under duress or pressure. Giving willingly. Giving not because you are coerced or cajoled. Listen, two things I'll say and then we are done. When giving is done purposefully, willingly, and cheerfully. When giving is done purposefully, willingly, and cheerfully, it attracts the attention of God. Done purposefully, willingly, excited, it attracts the attention of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. He said, Every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Don't give with grudges. Don't give in anger. Don't let anybody put you under the pressure of giving. Give because you want to give. Give because you are purposeful in giving. Look at this kind of giving. Please now, please now. I'm suffering. Okay, take, let me rest. That was a wasted seed. That was a wasted seed. It's better to say, I'll get back to you. And then you calm down. And then you calculate. I could have been the one begging like this. If not for God. I could have been the one. The only reason why I am not the one begging is God. All right, see me tomorrow. Then you have given cheerful. Okay, take God bless you. And may God help you to have enough resources to take care of other people in time to come. If you did that giving yesterday, it's enough now. How many times will you send me a text message? Okay, take. Let me rest. And at times the devil will position you to give like that, so that you just wasted your effort. Don't let any pastor put you under pressure. Everybody bring one block of cement there, Sonny. If you don't bring, don't come. If you don't bring, bring the money. He went everywhere under pressure. And you came. This man is too wicked. Let me drop my let me drop my own money. I'm looking for children for this. Think people shouldn't come to church without block. Am I the one who call him? And then the person, somebody said he was watching television one day when somebody was preaching. He said, keep us on air. Keep us on air. Bring your best seed. We have to sustain this TV program. The person said, he looked at him and said, leave the air. Just leave the air. So that everybody can rest. Leave the air. Nobody put you there. If whoever sent you there can't keep you there, just leave the air. So we can all have our rest. Don't bow for any high pressure technique. But whatever happens, even if you are convinced to give and the pressure is high, ensure that you calm down. And let your heart release with excitement and purposefulness so that the reward is not lost. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for opening my eyes tonight to do what is right and get the right results in Jesus' precious name. Finally, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The second point I like to make is not every sacrifice is acceptable unto God. It should be clear to us that not everything we do or everything we give that is acceptable, if it is not given correctly, if it is not done with the right motive and the right attitude, and that includes giving willingly, what is not given willingly. It's not acceptable. And so, viability of seed, certainty of the harvest. One is revelational light. Two is faith in God. Three is the climate of joy and praise. Four is the right utterance. Five is willingness in giving. Conclusion. Don't just sow seeds. Ensure their viability through positive and profitable kingdom action. Again, don't just sow seeds. Ensure their viability. That the seeds are viable through positive and profitable kingdom action. Actions that are positive. Actions that are profitable. Embark on all such, and the future of the seed is guaranteed. It is a new day for somebody. The person who appears and believes you are blessed than anyone here else, shout the loudest amen. If that amen is correct, stand up and shout the loudest. Loudest believers, amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and begin to appreciate God. Honor Him. Adore Him for His word. Honor Him for His word. Worship Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Just worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. Two more times. We praise and give you glory. Oh Lord, we praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor. Sing one more time. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor. Sing it two more times. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise. Sing it one more time. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise. For a final time, we praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. Lift your hands and worship Him. Mahashata kalagadadadi. Praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. Lift your hands everywhere you are and pray this prayer after me and say, Father.
Father,
I come before you tonight.
Come before you tonight.
I ask
that you open my eyes.
That you open my eyes
to understand.
To understand
the purpose
of giving.
Father,
that you deposit in my heart
the spirit of faith,
never to doubt you. Father,
robe me,
baptize me,
clothe me, with the garment of joy, and the spirit of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father,
help me
with the right offerings.
Deliver me
from the wrong offerings. In the name of Jesus. I receive an impartation of the willingness to sacrifice. Willingness to be. I receive now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor tonight.